Melburnians have celebrated the reopening of retail and hospitality with gusto as people flock to shops and cafes. While in New South Wales, a new COVID-19 alert has been issued for several locations in Sydney's east and southwest. The state yesterday recorded one new locally acquired case. Australia's pandemic response is being hailed as an example for other nations grappling with record infections. New figures show worldwide cases jumped by 2 million last week. Top US health expert Anthony Fauci has praised Victoria's policy on masks, contrasting it with the US approach.
Masks in the United States had almost become a political statement. Yeah. Mm. I know that was carried in the news globally. It was really very, very difficult. In fact, people were ridiculed.
Across Europe, leaders are grappling with the deadly surge of coronavirus cases. Germany and France are moving to introduce new national lockdowns. In the UK, scientists have warned there could be 500 deaths a day by the end of next month if further restrictions aren't introduced. Lightning and thunderstorms have continued through the night in Queensland. Large hailstones hit some areas and power was cut to more than 5,000 homes as debris tore down power lines. Severe thunderstorm and flood warnings remain in place for the state's southeast.